Yesterday in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, a story came out in the Winston-Salem Journal and then in the Greensboro News and Record that six toddlers were found walking along the side of the road on Peters Creek Parkway. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. What apparently happened is somehow these toddlers, six of them, got loose, somehow got out of a door or something. A door wasn't shut at a church, which was also a daycare. And so these kids were found wandering along one of the busiest roads in Winston-Salem. And obviously they could have been hit, they could have been hurt, they could have been killed. Apparently five of them didn't have coats on, one of them did, and all of their faces were red because it was very cold outside. It was in the 30s, I think, at the time. This is every parent's worst nightmare. This daycare center will likely not be able to continue to operate as a daycare. It shouldn't be able to operate if that kind of thing happens. There is no excuse for that type of thing. It is just the worst possible thing that could happen other than something actually happening to the children. And something almost did happen. But a daycare that operates this way, there's no excuse for it, and they should be shut down. They just shouldn't exist if you allow that type of just gross negligence to occur. It is just unthinkable. And I was struck by the newspaper article where the people at the church just didn't really have anything to say about it. And they were like, well, I'm glad everything worked out and God is good and everything, and thoughts and prayers. Well, all this thoughts and prayers stuff and talking about God, I mean, I guess that has its place, but that doesn't fix the problem. The problem is they were just grossly negligent. And I'm not sure what the liability would be here, possibly negligent infliction of emotional distress, but then your damages would be hard to calculate. But this is something that is a major problem for this church. I don't see how this daycare gets past this. And it's likely something that produces a decent amount of income for this particular church. But when you have something like this happen, what could have happened was so unbelievably catastrophic that it's good that the children ended up being okay. Hopefully they don't have hypothermia. Hopefully they don't get sick, but at least they were not hit by a car and injured and possibly killed. But this was a very alarming story, and fortunately it appears to have worked out okay. But this is definitely gross negligence here. And this daycare center is not going to be able to continue, nor should it. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.